say thank you too much because I don't want to get in trouble. Honestly, I don't want to be involved in you people's business.
Just more
if I say anything
to you and I say no.
I'm just a bystander.
You say something, you say something.
No, do you know what? No.
When did you get the course?
Yeah, so no, basically, forget that one for a second. It's just like the whole butterfly situation. You know, you didn't know how to keep your mouth shut. So,
to be fair though, she was trying to be political, but then you kept on changing your story.
I don't really know what you're talking about. Her. Do you know what? I think she's the problem in our relationship.
No.
Yeah. This is the problem. Because
as they were walking after that day, we had the whole debate. And there was like this, I don't know what it was. Was it a butterfly that was in front of the
door? Oh, no, it was a ladybird. And I was like, should I take a picture of it for you?
Should I wake up Hadija?
Or should I wake you up for the ladybird picture? But anyways. Okay.
No, we just need butterfly.
So you don't... But I saw you save a ladybird.
Oh my God, today actually... When I was going to the train station, there was a girl with a butterfly tattoo. It was massive on her chest.
Oh, you should get that.
Ew.
But you're into butterflies?
Mm-mm, not like that.
Okay. Anyways.
It was big. All across her chest. Huh?
Like, it was in her boobs.
It was in the middle?
It was just here. Like, it was at least this big.
In her chest?
Really?
Yeah. Like, between her boobs?
Here.
I mean, a butterfly has one here.
Yeah, she's got a love heart right there. But it looks like a necklace, though.
Sometimes.
If you blink quickly, it looks like a necklace.
Yeah. But even that one is better than this one. That's just a lie.
Yeah, that one is a bit better, Abby. Yeah. But anyways, yeah. Hi, guys. Welcome to the podcast. We've got a special guest.
Hi.
Did you just crack your neck?
No, my hand when I did this.
Oh, you cracked your hand?
Like, you know when you
do
that?
Oh, do you do that?
No, my knees.
Oh no, my kids.
It's not the same thing.
Is that better?
Oh my God, I don't understand.
My knees, my ankle.
No, I mean,
all day,
like,
everywhere.
I used to do that when I was in Nigeria for a bit.
I was told it's not good.
Yeah, so yeah. I was told it was not good, so I stopped.
I'm really confused because some people say it causes arthritis, and some people say it's good for you not to have arthritis. I don't know.
No, I think it causes, when you're older, your hands shake. Mm. I don't want to be part of that community.
But shouldn't you stretch your arms muscles?
No? Yeah, but didn't say cracky.
Like, you go like, I would go like this because I do this for my toes and it cracks.
It's really nice. Today I realize, I'm getting old.
Yeah.
There were some things
I think I'm getting hot.
Yeah.
What? What's going on with you?
Okay, no, this intro is too long. Guys, come back. You're talking about you're old. You're talking about you're hot. I'm just here waiting for you guys to get on with it. Yeah, are we done?
Yeah.
Do you want to take off your thing?
No, because then I'm cold.
That's old age. Anyways, hi guys, welcome to the Sisters Like Friends podcast. That's not the intro. I was just saying hi.
You continued with the
whole.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, that's my cue.
No, it's not your cue. Don't worry. I'll tell you when it's your cue. Anyways, so yeah, how's everyone doing?
Boss of me, guys.
How's everyone doing?
I'm doing great.
It's not every day, you know. It's actually not every day. Play victim. It's actually not every day because there's no need for that.
You have a special guest.
Yeah, no, sorry, special guest for a second. Like, you can't keep every day coming on the podcast trying to make it look like I'm the one that's hitting you when you're the one that's hitting me.
Bob, we were about to. You did hi, guys.
Yeah, I said hi, guys. Just to, like, bring it back into the podcast.
How I know we started. That's how I wake up.
Why didn't you look at me then for a signal?
What is this?
Okay.
I'm on the clock.
Okay. There's a song that goes like that.
Bring it back. Let's go.
See, she thinks she's the boss of me, guys.
You said.
I'm telling you, it's always one rule.
She
says
it's on the clock.
Always one rule, but we move. Anyways, how's everyone doing?
We're doing good.
No. I'm asking the guest.
She said
how everyone's doing.
Yeah, like everyone, including her.
But we know how she's doing.
No, we don't. She's a guest. Oh my god, this podcast is moving mad tonight.
I think you need to just erase all of that and start again.
Yes. No,
start
again. We don't do that. Same. We don't do that on this podcast. Everything is raw, 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 and
Khadija, yeah. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine.
Experience a little bit of domestic situation.
Yeah, it's a trauma, isn't it? We might need to get you some aftercare after this.
I think so.
Yeah, might have to get you with our therapist.
If you experience any
discomfort or trauma during this, you know,
through this Sister Like Friends podcast,
aftercare.
Yeah, we'll get you aftercare. Don't worry, we've got A class therapists. You know, okay. Would you like one that's black, white, Asian, Caucasian? Like, what would you like?
I don't mind, just as long as they're qualified.
No problem. We got you.
Good.
How are you, Abby?
I'm good.
What are you doing?
I've got... See, basically, right, because of my hair people, can you see all the rash? No.
Can you see it?
I'm not going to lie, I can't see
it. Exactly.
Abby, you're a hypochondriac.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah. Yo, everybody's choosing violence on this podcast.
I might just have to leave. She didn't even say it right. Say you're a hypochondria. What's that?
You know, people that exaggerate things.
Hypochondriac.
Okay, same difference.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, everyone stop choosing violence, please. Let's just get on with the podcast. So do you want to do the intro now? You said you're fine, but you've got hives, did you say?
Oh no, we can't see it. You can't see it.
I can't see what you're... I genuinely can't see. It's probably all in your head, to be fair.
It's because I don't go red like Khadija, yes. So.
Even if she went red, if she tells me she's got something and I can't see it. I'm not going to pretend,
but
oh my
can,
God.
Because she goes red. Yeah. I don't.
That's the difference.
But Abby, when she says the same thing, sometimes she'll be like, oh, Helen, it's red.
Yeah, but then that's because I'm scratching, but I'm not saying that. Do you know what? That really matter. I've already booked that in my head. When I go to bed, I'm going to take my antihistamine.
So why did you say it then? Why did you say, can we see it? Yeah, can we see it if you know?
You know what? Let's put my glasses on.
I had my hand here, you like, what am I doing? And I explained to you out of courtesy because you asked me a question.
Guys, yeah, everyone's choosing violence in this podcast. Yeah. Okay, so this is getting scary. Can we do the intro in peace, please? Yeah. Right, so in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Sister Life Friends podcast. My name is Helen.
My name is Abby.
And we're so sorry about the violence earlier.
Don't choose violence.
Yeah, guys, choose love. We really do love each other.
We do. It's just that we live together.
I mean, that doesn't really mean we should hate each other.
I was like, no, I didn't say that.
You know what I mean? Abby's always choosing.
Why did you choose hate? Why would you say hey? I mean, like, I'm saying, like,
this house, guys.
Honestly. Who wants to come and visit us? Because honestly,
oh my god, guys, you have so much fun.
No.
Honestly,
I think they run away.
How much will you charge?
So basically, let's get into this, right? So the question that I really wanted to ask you guys while we were watching, I don't know if anyone's watched Handmaid's Tale. Mm-hmm. So we were watching it, and I had a question.
Yeah.
When you are pregnant, who's allowed to touch your bump?
Can anybody answer?
Anyone
that you trust.
Mm-hmm.
So like immediate family and friends, and that's it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You said anyone you trust. That's a... If you're saying immediate family, that's a lot of people.
Mm-mm, because... Not everyone's gonna. Not all your family members are gonna be around you when you're pregnant.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, let's.
That's
say
why I say immediate.
Yeah. For example, like, let's say, or let's say, okay, I'll give you an example, right? Let's say you're just chilling there, like you went to a family gathering,
mm-hmm.
and your husband's cousin's sister's next of kin, right, came and was like, "Oh, my in-law," and touched your bump. How would that make you feel?
Have I met you before?
No.
Do you know the first time they're meeting you, but it's family.
I'm not gonna lie to you, right?
Did they ask?
No, because I'm gonna be like,
because you said family.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that. At least ask, because you're not around me that much.
Yeah, you.
And you don't really know me. Yeah, we know each other. Because
that would be an issue. 150%. That would be an issue. Absolutely. For the family.
What do you mean?
They would find offense to that.
No, I wouldn't make a big deal of it then, because at the end of the day, because I know people are really like spiritual about people touching their bumps and stuff like that. But if you are, I believe in, you pray, you're good, whatever, you believe that by the grace of God, everything's going to be fine with you.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody gonna do anything. Mm. Do you know what I mean? But let's say they do it.
Let's say touch it, and without asking, a few of them come and start touching you.
Yeah, obviously there's a certain aura that you're gonna give, like. You don't feel comfortable. People will eventually back.
But black people don't see that. I'm not gonna lie to you. Africans don't see that.
I think I'll make an excuse to get out of that situation. Yeah. Or tell them, saying, guys, do you mind? I don't like people touching my stomach. I'll tell you, if you get offense, I'm sorry. I'll go to my husband or partner, whoever he is, and then be like, listen, I don't like people touching my.
Yeah.
Can you, say a word to them?
Mm-hmm. But what if your husband can't? If he's like, but babe, they're family.
I don't care.
But then it's depends. Up to you to protect your space in a way and say it in a way that's nice and respectful.
But it depends on the circumstance surrounding your pregnancy. Because I feel like some people are particularly...
protective.
Paranoid and protective over their pregnancy because of personal ordeal that they probably dealt with that nobody else see. So all you see is, oh, I'm pregnant.
Mm.
But you don't know. So because of that issue, I'm just more paranoid and protective.
Mm. Yeah.
And obviously my partner would know that because we'll struggle
of course
together. Yeah. So then he can't tell me, oh no, they're just family. Yeah. If I was just overreacting, kind of like, oh no, I don't want people to touch me, then I could understand.
It is a very tricky situation. But, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, because how do you say it in the right way? Like, don't
even
touch me.
Like, I know I say your husband's family, but even like your family, let's say your cousin that you've probably never met, and like they just walk up to you. And they're like, oh, you're pregnant. And they want to touch up on your bump. I don't know how I'd feel about that either. Like, I don't really... It's such a sensitive thing.
It is tricky, but I think in situations
like
that...
I think I'll just hide in my house throughout my pregnancy.
But knowing me, if I was that paranoid, I wouldn't attend. If I know what the situation is, I'm not going to attend.
And I felt uncomfortable. What I know is next time I'm not going to put myself in that situation.
Exactly.
I'm not going to be in the crowd. I'm pregnant, I'm going to keep myself... around
for the duration of my pregnancy,
I'm gonna
keep it low.
They're like, oh, I'm not here.
I think it's best to do that if you are someone who is like very like, oh, I don't know, it's a bit funny, because you can't control people touching you when you're pregnant.
No, I think that's courtesy though. You don't just go to
anyone. I know, but it's not everyone. It's not everyone.
Why do we feel like we can touch bodies?
I don't touch people. I don't even carry people's newborn babies. Until they give it to me to say that I can.
Or I'll be like,
I wouldn't sometimes I don't ask.
No.
Because I don't want...
Well, some people don't like you.
That's what I'm saying.
People.
So I feel
it
very
depends
uncomfortable.
Who it is, but, yeah, I'll only ask
comfortable with you. I don't ask. Like, even if you are my friend, unless if it's like you guys in this house, like, if you're my friend, I would still feel like... Because there's so much that happens around pregnancies now. If you... open up to me and say, oh, would you like to carry her? If you don't say that, I'm already feeling some type of way that maybe you don't really want people touching your babies. Because when I watch shows now, there's a lot of psychosis, there's a lot of things going on in people's minds, and I don't want anyone to feel uncomfortable. It's just like when we had Brenda on, and she was like, oh, like even just someone coming around to help with the baby.
Yeah,
I'm that friend that won't come around because I'm like, I don't know if you actually want me around your newborn baby.
I think
baby.
If it's a close friend, you would know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Close friends, like I said, you guys and some other close friends that I have, no problem. But friends that I'm just like, hey guys, you're right. It's a bit of a tricky situation. Like
those type of friends then.
Yeah, babies are like, to me, babies are like eggs. Like you just...
They're very
just,
precious.
They're very so precious, especially when they're first born. Mm. Not to talk of when they're in the womb cooking. Like I would never go up to someone. I don't care if you're a family friend. Then.
Exactly.
Can I is the right thing to say, because when I watched that man just put his hand there, that just threw me off a little
imagine
bit. Like
imagine me going near your bum that you don't know like that.
A random man, yeah. If a random man touched me, I say sorry. If it's a man, I'll definitely tell him off. But I think women are more like, oh, what's she trying to say? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I'll still say it. I'm sorry.
Though, people don't touch you on a regular basis, but when you have a bump, now they're like,
I think it's just excitement to be like, oh my god, you're pregnant.
Forget themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do forget themselves. I think some people would do it and even think to themselves, oh, did I just do that? Yeah. But they, obviously, that's what I'm saying. How do you then tell them, like, in a nice way to not make them feel like, oh shit, I just did the worst thing ever? Is there any etiquette around it? Like, how do you approach people and say, like, if someone was coming to you, you can see that they're leaning towards touching your bump, what would you do?
You just put your hand over your bump in a way where they can't. Because if I'm standing like this and I see that they're going to touch me, then I can't just be like, oh, get away from me.
What if you have a plate?
But already, I put my foot down.
real quick.
Real quick. I think just, I'll be the type for the pregnant, it. I don't care.
You just like fling it. I mean, like.
Oh. I was like, bye. Oh, I need the loo.
Oh my God, imagine.
Mm-hmm. No, you just have to say it in a nice way. And hopefully they'll understand, and they have to understand.
I think our generation will definitely understand. Yeah. I just don't know about aunties and them, because obviously they're different. Like, if you are more westernized, I guess you would understand, like, not to. To be fair, I've not been around people who are pregnant, like, while they're pregnant, so I don't know.
What's the urge to
I think it's what they see on TV. When they kick. It must be this TV thing.
It's only when they kick that should be like, once you, like, I think, touch.
Whose bump did I touch once? And I just felt like, I don't understand.
That's what I'm saying. So why is it the bump? Because I understand when the baby and kicks and you're like, oh,
if the baby's, like, moving around and doing that thing where you can see their fingerprints and stuff.
But if you ain't trying to be connected to my baby.
Exactly. Why are we touching people's bumps?
Unless you're, like, close to the person, you'd be like, oh, I'm your auntie. Do you know what I mean? Like, the way you say,
even that, I can just talk to the baby. I don't have to touch it. I just be like, oh, hello. Like, do you know what I mean? It's a bit weird. It's a weird one. It's a sticky one. But moving on to that. Being an adult, I want to ask, what, as you're getting older... Okay, so you know the way when you were, like, let's say 15, 16, 20, even now, you shop at Primark?
Yeah.
What stage do you stop shopping at Primark?
You mean Primarni?
Whatever you want to call it. Primarni, freaking... What else is... I won't say cheap, but, like... cheap stores or whatever.
Affordable,
yeah.
I don't think this should be... Why should there be an age limit if the store doesn't make an age limit?
So basically, someone wrote into us and asked us a question.
Okay.
Basically, there was this person who was basically going on about how she doesn't shop in certain stores now because she feels like, you know, she's made it and she believes in buying standard clothing and like things that are more expensive, like, you know, designers and Zara and whatever other high street shops that like that are really like up, what's it, high end. And she feels like Primark and things like that are
a bit too basic
for her. And like, she just feels like as you get older you should leave those things behind. And talking about all, like, the moral aspects of it and stuff, like, oh, the people that are making these clothes are, you know, little kids in a factory and
things. Yeah, but
like,
why didn't you think about that when you didn't have money? So why is it all of a sudden you have money that you have all these morals? Start thinking,
yeah, exactly.
So now that you have money, what are you doing for those kids that are producing clothes?
Yeah.
I'm trying to justify why you're spending that money. To be honest, I don't think it should be
It's just down to personal taste. Yeah. I can have money and obviously you're going to then naturally shop high end because you can afford it.
Yeah. But do you think people should be looked
down
on?
That won't stop me. No, that won't stop me from shopping at Primark.
If I wear, like, basic tees and I need them for, like, you know, whatever, I have certain money, I'm going to go to Primark.
You're still going
to
have
You wouldn't look down on people who buy, like,
look at what's his name. Is it not, what's his name? Who, the Facebook guy? What does he wear? Just wears calm clothes. It doesn't have to, you don't have to be showy or, like, wear something high end to be shown. Like, you actually can't necessarily look at what someone's wearing and be like, oh, this person's earning that amount.
Yeah.
It really depends on the person.
Yeah.
If you feel like you want
to
buy those
just
high
down
end
to
things,
style.
If you feel like you want to buy those high end things, there's people poor buying high end things.
Yeah.
It don't make no difference. It's, like, you won't know. Like, it's just your preference. Like, maybe that's just how I've been brought up. I don't idolize material things. Like, I don't care for it. So it doesn't matter if you get that and you like it. Oh, okay, cool. But if you got something else that was cheaper and you like it, okay, cool. I mean, whatever you want.
Yeah, I don't think people should, like, if... But this is the society thing talking again, because honestly, it doesn't make any sense. Who cares what anyone's wearing? Like, as long as you look good, who actually...
As long as you look presentable, you can mix and match. Like, you can literally buy high-end versus Primark in this case and still look good. There's no...
We all came into this world naked.
we're leaving dressed, but our souls aren't really leaving our bodies, so it doesn't really
matter.
Don't
mean we should walk around naked.
Exactly. No, I don't know. The whole... So, okay, let's say you had money,
right? Can I just say something? So today, right, you know when you just get random epiphanies and you're speaking, right? I don't know if I was tired.
Yeah.
On my way to work today, right? I was looking at everyone going about their day going,
yeah,
going to work and stuff, like rushing and all that. I was like, we're all just motherfucking puppets. Why were you doing this? Who said wake up, work? It don't make no sense. Why can't we just have things and we don't have to work?
We could have things because look at Handmaid's Tale. They don't work really. They just go to the store, pick stuff up and go home.
But is that the life we really want? They don't have any freedom.
I mean, that's true. No, but like, why can't we have freedom and have that?
Work. To
money, because whoever created things. Money that we needed money, that's the root of all this.
That's true.
Because if money wasn't a thing that we didn't need, then why would you get up, go to work? Because at the end of the day, you're looking forward to your paycheck.
But like, it's like working from home, for example.
Mm.
I actually love the 2 days that I go in because it gives me structure. If I was staying at home every day, not doing anything really, I'd lose my mind.
There's something I read the other day.
What?
I don't know. It came off my phone. This guy, he was caught giving himself a hand job at work.
Ew.
His excuse was, I thought I was at home.
That is ridiculous.
Guys.
That's so stupid.
What?
I think it came up on Daily Mail or something. I was just...
What is wrong with people?
He thought he was at home.
That's not a good enough excuse. So, like, what, at home, while during the work hours, you're just...
Yeah. A lot of people have been caught, though, on Zoom.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's happened. People have... I swear, me and double, triple trouble with double, double...
The camera.
The camera.
I don't play with her camera.
I don't play my camera.
Nor do I.
Do you know, I think I'm more relaxed. I'm just like... Because one thing is, I don't actually use my Teams on my laptop. I use it on my phone. So I barely actually log into it to use the camera. So it's kind of like, nah, I'm calm. I just use my phone. They've seen all the ugly faces on my phone now.
It's not even my face. It's my background. Because I think the other day I had the camera on.
Mm.
But then, obviously the way I was sitting, I didn't realize what you could see.
Mm.
But then when the other person logged on, I noticed at the back, you can see my weak head.
Oh my god, just chilling, like, what's just that chilling. Head? whose head is in the background?
20-inch hair just dangling.
That's a very pale oh human god. Being.
And here I was trying to shift myself so you can really see.
And the thing about
it, if people don't know, like, about wigs and stuff, they naturally associate wigs and cancer.
Oh yeah. My god, that's true.
What's
she going through? I know them people, they would, like, work people would never ask.
Eventually, like, is everything okay?
Yeah. Especially if you start moving a bit, like, slow, they'll be like, are you okay? Is everything okay? Sheila was telling me she could see in the background there was a wig head.
Or they think that you have what's that with your hair? Is it alopecia?
Are you going a bit bald? My cousin's sister's uncle had that. As well.
That's always your cousin's sister's uncle. Always.
Point of reference.
No, honestly, it's never a direct family. It's not a direct family. It's always like my cousin's auntie's.
Yeah.
Oh my god. It's so funny.
How are you guys about office? Like, conversations, how do you feel about I'm not gonna lie, this is gonna be sound bad if, like, my work colleagues ever heard this, but I don't like lunching with my work colleagues. I don't like it. Like, I just like to eat on my own, or like, if they're doing like a planned meal thing, I'll just like eat beforehand and then sit and just listen to them talk.
I just think it's awkward.
It's too awkward. Mine, there's an age gap, so it's like, what are we gonna talk about? Like,
I can't relate, and I'm too tired to talk. I've been on the phone all day.
Honestly,
it's just I don't know.
I think only when you have people that are your age.
When I worked in Coventry as well, to be fair, you know, the two girls that I always, like, Fiona and them, like, I think
it depends on the age thing, and, you know,
I just find it so awkward, and they just really love it, and I'm like, how am I supposed to
as well. It depends, like, you don't want to, like,
that's what I'm saying. I will go, but, like, on the inside, I'm just like, and then because they are like senior, because they're senior, they can drag the lunch out for as long as we want. But I'm just literally like,
okay, we need to go.
Because I don't really, I don't like small talk. Like,
me neither.
I really don't like small talk. Do you know how many times I talk about the weather?
I think I've learned how to do small
talk. Not for an hour. That's what I'm saying, like an hour.
And you do a proper weather. Eye contact as well, where you're really trying to like engage like this, and I'm like, I can't do it inside, I'm dying. I'm literally dying.
I think it's inside, like, I'm dying.
Look at my eyes, I'm dying. Let
I'm just like, I'm done.
Free
please.
I need to go.
Free me.
It's like, blink twice. I'm really blinking like 20 times.
Yeah. And the other thing is, I'm not loud. So when you're just all having conversation, I really can't be bothered to like project your voice somewhere. Yeah. I can't.
And then you get lost.
Yeah.
In the background. Oh, so. Good Lord, have mercy.
But we do what we gotta do.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's fun sometimes though.
You know?
Yeah, sometimes it's not too bad when you're having those conversations. So I can just like, yeah, it is what it is.
Okay,
tell us.
I don't understand. What is this? You fresh laugh for 2 hours? What's going on?
Because I just sometimes I'm awkward.
Why? What do you mean?
There'll be times that people are talking, right? Let's say, for example, in the office, and I'll try and speak, but I'm not trying to be loud, but they don't hear me.
What? I do get that sometimes though, like when you're trying to speak,
but
because your voice is crying, quiet,
I don't understand.
So I'm not trying to shout because I'm black, I'm trying to be like black and loud, so I'm trying to get involved, and they don't hear me, and I'm like, oh, okay, don't talk.
Like they ignore you.
Oh, bless you. Yeah, that's a bit awkward, I mean.
Yes, yeah, so I'm like,
but then someone else will say something, and everybody start engaging. Yeah, and I'm like, I swear, I just
got to that's racist. Yeah, no. It's because you're black, isn't it?
No, you know, worst thing for me, I'm like, nobody saw that.
Oh, that's really sad, Abby.
I do get moments like that too.
Really?
Yeah.
No, do you know mine so is? Awkward. No, mine. You lots are still better. Mine is this. Like, they'll be having like my cat, my dog, deep conversations with me, and I don't like stopping when I'm not really interested in what you're saying. I've mastered this. Really? No way. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I don't know what we're talking about. And then she would go on and on and on, right? And then I literally have to be like, when I realize that I've left the whole building, I'll be like, oh my God, I totally understand, you know? And then she'd be like, yeah, so, da 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 da. So that's how I engage back into the conversation. Because what are we talking about, cat and dog and my aunt or my brother and my sister, like, for hours? And it's nothing that I can relate to. So I'm just kind of like, oh, really? What? Wow.
You just need to know when to respond to their stories.
Yeah. See, I get that because
they don't know. They
have really
knows.
Short attention span.
That's me.
And this, I used to have a problem with this because when I used to work in a call center, if someone calls and asks me something, give me 2 minutes.
Write it down, Abby.
I have gone somewhere else.
Oh my God.
There's one time I got in trouble because I had to. I was like, wait, I'm so sorry. Did I verify you? This was. Literally bang in the middle, and just because I was not there, I was
Abby.
But you know when it just comes naturally, you keep asking the same questions over and over again. But I was just like, wait a second.
No, that's happened before.
No, and it's bad.
Oh,
no,
that's really bad. I think it's the call center that has helped me kind of like listen when people are talking.
I don't think that is so
scary. Like, it's scary because mine is when you go through security questions and you've done like, let's say, 3 and you can't remember if they've actually passed those 3.
Yes,
and you're like, and this and that, just to over verify yourself, and then they get pissed off, and they're like, how many questions do you have to ask before I can be verified?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is ridiculous. Can I speak to a manager? And you're like, oh, God, I was
there's some that call you and you literally, you're like trying to get the conversation out of them. You're like, you called me, so in the nicest possible, what can I help you with? They're like, this is my reference number. Okay. You asked for the name. Okay. The ones that how can
like,
I help?
The ones that act like the engine has knocked. They don't know what they're... It's like, come on. Let's get on there. Like, what's going on?
Sounds like, okay. So, what exactly
do
you
want?
Want?
Like, you called me. Did you just call me for a bant? Like, what the hell? What do you
literally
want? Oh, my God. Sorry, Abby.
Okay.
Oh, good Lord. There was a question I was going to ask. So... quick question.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to someone about this you know when you're we've had this conversation a few times, but I just want to ask this question. If you are married to someone
mm-hmm.
and basically they are busy, like you've got a certain lifestyle
mm-hmm.
that you like, right? Mm-hmm. Chanel bags, Gucci, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And your man works tireless, like mm-hmm. he's hustling for you. Are you allowed to complain that he's not present?
Does that mean you're happy with giving up? No, then are you happy giving up your Chanel bags and your Gucci and all that?
I don't think you can have it all. You need it, like it can't work if you want him to.
You can't reply that money, your messages as much as you want.
No, you choose. This
is what I say. Yeah.
No.
People in this life choose what they want.
I always say it's love or money.
Yes.
And when I
say love
is all that I can give to you.
But sorry. No, you have to honestly, because literally, if not.
No. The reason why not, when I say love or money, I don't mean like you can't have.
It might be in the middle.
Yeah, you can't have Chanel and Gucci and expect your man to be at home.
Unless he's ready for money, dinner. Different. And even if 419ers work hard.
Yeah, they.
I think it's just about balance. So if he's working hard, then he can. You guys can have a date night. Like, let's say Friday is your day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or is that whatever day?
Realistically, mm-hmm. let's be honest. Mm. I've not known a family of rich people that their dad is present.
No.
That their dad's there for every birthday. Yes, he'll provide everything you need, but he's not there.
But he won't provide himself.
He won't provide himself. Like,
don't want that.
And the thing is, we women want love, we want attention, we want affection, we want all those things, but are we really allowed to complain when the gifts are rolling in, the money's rolling in, all those things are rolling in, but then you get upset now that you, okay, let's say when the man first comes, right, and he's there giving you everything that you want,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, oh my god, he's amazing, telling all your friends how amazing he is.
That's what I was gonna ask, like, how did you meet him? Did you meet him when you guys, let's say, struggled together, and now he's working?
It's so both hard, ways or... both ways, it works both ways, because even if you guys struggle together,
mm-hmm. and now he's too busy now,
but you are getting everything that you guys struggled for,
mm-hmm.
but he's too busy. I think I would personally, I don't think so. It doesn't depend on, because I keep saying this. Kim Kardashian even said she was jealous of Tristan and Khloe. Like, do you know how low that is? You've literally hit rock bottom at that stage. If you're jealous of look, everyone knows I'm a Khloe stan, but no, seriously, if you're jealous of those people, you've hit a new low.
Mm. But her point was, she wants somebody she can spend time with.
Yeah, but you can't have that if Kanye is just Kanye.
Yeah.
So we understand that. But imagine that was a man who was working really, Wyoming. Really hard.
Where you?
He will go to Wyoming. He will go to Chicago. Yes. He will go anywhere but be with that girl.
I'm sad. Yeah,
no.
But what?
She
knew that
No, it's not that she knew that. I feel like it comes to a stage, but this is why a lot of marriages.
You will complain, divorced. Though, naturally. You will.
Yeah, but because not every man can switch off. Not every man can switch off and say, all right, I'm going to stop working. Because when he stops working, all the things go shithole.
And he's unhappy because that made him happy.
Yeah, exactly. Providing.
Yeah, and then some of them are like, oh, I need to provide because this was not in this. Like, they have a history of why they want to provide. So they keep providing as. Because I know some people, right, that see them providing as their sole responsibility as a husband.
Yeah.
All the other stuff like time and that. It's like, what's that?
Yeah.
I understand. What do you want that for? Do you not have food on the table? Yeah. Like, is that not like when you need to go there, do I not provide that? Like, some people, they don't understand.
I think it's natural to complain, and it's up to you then what you do with that complaint.
Yeah, but you can't start complaining after that's what he'd been known for, like, years.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If that's what he knows how to do, people can't just change overnight.
Yeah, but still, it doesn't make it easier.
Yeah, but you have to. You just something you can't. It has to be. We need to work with each other.
So he needs to compromise as well. Make time for you.
Go and join him in his business.
Even in his business, you.
Yeah, but that's work. Mean you guys you will want spend personal time. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. But yeah, it's whatever works for you. Personally, yeah, I will complain. I'm not gonna lie.
I would definitely complain.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't complain though.
Who says you shouldn't?
I don't think you're allowed to complain.
If what? He's providing everything for you.
Yeah, everything that you want. And that is what you know, the thing is, as women,
yeah, but you're not just not doing it really, because there's a show that I just started watching, right? Mm. And this girl saying she's not content with her life, because basically she used to be out there like sleeping around, blah blah blah, but she settled down with this guy, and this guy's everything, like he's good, he provides for the kids, blah blah, but she's not getting that like raw passionate sex, that time, she's that, and she needs that buzz, and she's not getting that buzz.
Why are you not taking my body show?
I'm just like, okay,
like, what's it called?
I don't know. Let me put it on. I don't know.
Where?
Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah. Does it call Sex Life? Yes. That's it. How did you know?
Because everyone's been banging on about
it. Yeah, it's good. We started it. It's actually good. Well,
there's a lot of sex in it though.
It looks like it's good as well.
I don't like watching it. I really find those uncomfortable to watch.
You blink, you miss it.
No,
it's
not
quick.
No, it's not. The ones that I've... Maybe it's not Sex Life that people have been growing up. The sex is sex. Like, I don't like watching a show where sex is like 1 hour of the show.
Mm. She really likes sex.
Yeah, huh? But... Look how she's talking about it. Like, she knows how. She really likes sex.
But Hadidja was like, yeah, tell me about it.
I don't like that. I just feel like it's very uncomfortable. Maybe it's from my childhood. You know when your parents would be like, close your eyes. Yeah. So when it's on the screen, like as a show, it's like, you're doing
too much.
Don't
mind a little
now.
Bit, but like you said, you don't want half of the show to
just
be.
There's a show.
What is Sex Life?
Yeah. There's a show on BBC that's just like it. I can't remember. Normal People, I think it's called. And they were teenagers and they just had sex for all throughout the thing. Like, why?
They couldn't watch it.
No, it's not. It's not the one.
It's a bit mush.
Yeah.
But yeah. Does anyone have anything to say before
we close? I've been saying this, guys. What do you think about what happened with that baby?
Who?
The baby.
Oh, tell me what happened again.
I think that's another topic, no?
What happened? Do you know? I don't understand what happened.
He was in the concert, and then at the end of the concert, when he was wrapping up or whatever, or in the between or whatever, he was just like, put your lighters up if you don't have HIV, if your puss don't stink, if your this don't... No need.
Is he on crack cocaine?
I have no idea, but then when he came back to explain himself, he still explained himself. He goes, what do you call people that follow?
Fans.
I'm gonna say followers.
Yeah.
My fans. They listen to me. I have gay ones out there, but they're clean.
Oh,
and all that kind of stuff. Like, no. He was literally like saying all that kind of stuff. I was like, oh my god, are you okay?
He has since apologized.
He's been
said that he's been educated on this issue.
All that since apologized things that people say, and it gets him educated. Of course he will when he is now paying his
just
money.
Doing that, cause, yeah.
He's been dropped out of everything.
Oh my god.
All his what was
what
a boofy,
possessed
was it?
Him?
I think he was just on a buzz because initially the concert finished and then he was just there like, oh, do you guys want me to carry on? And then he was saying, oh, what was it? I think they give them a fine of, I don't know how much. But yeah, if they go over time. So he's like, oh, I'm willing to pay that. Will I pay? He's like, yeah. And then the fans obviously went crazy because he's doing that, going extra. So then, he just started spilling out.
You know the rush and just like nonsense.
It's such a random thing to say, though.
Like, all the celebrities.
HIV.
Elton John has tweeted him. Madonna.
The baby.
Yeah, everybody. That's what I'm saying. Big names. Yeah. Everyone's just like, she said, she's like, I can't believe this is the person I work with. Da 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 da.
What are we like 1984? The show that I was watching actually, there's a man who's married to a woman, but he's actually gay. So he catches HIV and it turns to AIDS. HIV turns to AIDS, isn't it? Yeah. So everyone was like, "Oh, we can't." He was literally like in pain, and no one would touch him.
Mm-hmm.
So like, that's 1974.
Yeah, that's like, what they were trying to educate.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's what things the now hell?
That
can
happen that you actually won't even, you'll be undetected, that you won't be able to transfer it, blah, blah, blah. Those
yeah, it's a normal life. There's yeah. literally nothing.
That's what I'm saying. That makes and no sense. And
like,
people with AIDS,
they don't die like that, like, exactly. anymore. Like that.
And you're not going to get it by me just sitting beside you. It's
honestly,
just blood-to-blood contact.
Honestly, that's what I'm saying. Like, with most diseases. And to say that they're not clean is so, wow. They're children that are born with HIV, they didn't ask for that. What's
you could have just any other you? Sickness or illness, yeah. diseases or anything.
So that's what? Anyone who is, thank God he's not the president, Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, he'd wipe everyone out.
No, but no, do you know what pissed me off about that? Because there's kids that are born with HIV.
That's what I'm saying.
Which isn't, so if they're sitting in that concert,
yeah,
right,
and, like, they've never done anything wrong,
they're now going to feel shit because
yeah,
of what you
because
just
of
said.
What you've said. Or people online who are just like, oh,
or someone that caught it from their husband sleeping
yeah.
around or whatever.
It's not
like,
their
it's
fault.
Not, you know what I mean? I was just like,
Jesus, that's
it.
Educate
yourself, my G.
Yeah, well, fair play. Like, if they're gonna cancel him, oh, like he deserves to be cancelled because like he's taking a piss, isn't he? Taking a piss.
Yeah, a lot of concerts or whatnot, they've removed him from the headlines.
Yeah.
And he's got a baby on the way.
Babies.
The baby got another baby. No, he already has babies, but he's now got another baby with Danny Lee or whatever her name is.
You guys are really current with these people. I don't really...
The Breakfast Club.
Oh, right.
That's
right,
what I was listening
right.
to.
I don't follow like Shade Room and stuff like that. So
yeah,
I don't know.
I follow Shade Room and Shade Bro. Yes.
No, the only place that they're on that we follow is our page. I don't follow it on my page. Because during the first pandemic, like the... Was it first lockdown? Bad news.
Yeah.
I had to think of my own mental health, so I unfollowed all of them because I was like, hey, you will not kill me.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, sorry to the baby. Like, you just don't say things like that in this day and age.
Like,
I don't understand why you feel like you need to educate yourself now. You should have been.
It's just ignorance because there was no reason to say it.
His new baby mama's probably.
He was just on a buzz.
What kind of buzz could you be on, though? Like, unless if you are homophobic. Do you know what I mean?
I don't understand.
Because, like, why would you say those things in the first place? Because it's like, why would I go on the podcast and just say, oh, these certain people shouldn't listen, like, should listen, and these certain people shouldn't listen.
Absolutely uncalled for, especially being a black man.
I was going to say, like, what I didn't want to say, because I was like, it's not always about this race thing, but honestly, being a black man, you shouldn't really be, like,
segregating
people. Like, we've been through it enough, we should know better.
Exactly.
Oh, but anyways, I think everyone's done talking tonight, so...
We out, but good night.
Yeah. thanks for listening to the podcast today. Thanks, Haja. I know we didn't really give you a proper intro, but like,
I know, right?
You're basically part of the furniture at this stage.
Wow. I was about to say fam.
No,
wow.
Like, she is, because
she's
trying to
say I'm ancient.
Yep.
You know, antique.
What furniture would you
Would I say
if you were to
something comfortable.
I say she's like a
and
lamp.
Delicate.
I feel like you're a lamp.
Oh, why?
Because you light up the room.
The cheese! I like it. I'll take that.
Come on!
Well done. Someone's that was bit, really good.
Yeah.
Abby?
What furniture would you think she is?
Like crickets.
Wow, that was really a long pause. Like, you're the one who asked the question.
It was not you. One of those things that you wasn't meant to circle back to.
Oh, well, it did.
Yeah, okay.
What classifies the furniture?
Everything
the
that you see around
on.
You. Oh, Abby, come on, like.
Jesus.
You see her every day. You shouldn't know.
Good,
any day now. Like, I really want to end this podcast.
Guys, she's actually really thinking.
She's
literally
looking around
the room.
Like, what? Why are you looking around the room for? Wow. Okay, guys.
Anyway,
so, thanks
we'll
for listening to the podcast.
It's between
what?
The bed and the fridge.
What? Why the fridge?
The fridge because Hadija's very motherly and she always provides food for everyone, which is very nice. And she keeps things long.
And what's the other thing?
And the bed is, because the bed is cozy. No matter what, you always go down to your bed and you relax. And she's someone you can always... Why are you scratching
your nose? I'll shake it.
don't really understand what she's saying, but yeah, go on.
What do you mean? No, she is. Okay. She's reliable.
Thank you. That was sweet. Yeah, that was nice. It took you a minute, but that was
no, my nose has actually been itching me. Don't mind me.
Yeah, do you know why it's itching you? Because you're talking BS. You weren't going to compare her to her lab. That's why.
No, I was going to compare her to her lab because look at her skin. She's shine bright like a diamond.
I'm loving this compliment. I think I should come here more often.
Anyways.
Is it going to be anything like this?
Yes. Aww. Come back next time.
Come back next time. Like, I think, yeah, we kind of like having you on the pod, but whatever. So.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to the podcast,
I think,
guys.
We should do that thing that we said we're going to do. Put a camera on and just record our
conversation. Guys, let us know because
I'm more talkative when I know I'm not being recorded.
Yeah, so we just put it in the corner and do it.
But that means someone would have to put it in the corner and no one knows that it's in the corner.
No, we'll forget
over time.
Because think about the random conversation we're having.
I'm still going to say it sometimes.
Yeah, so we'd have to set it up like here and just all sit there.
Yeah.
Because
you'll forget.
Oh, God.
Lord. We need to pick a weekend. Mm. Yeah. Everything, literally.
Good Lord.
We can just, that'll be interesting.
That'll be very interesting.
Anyway, we've been trying to wrap this up for a while.
I've been crying. Like, y'all want to talk now? Y'all want to talk now when it's time to go to bed?
I
want to
go bed.
Oh, I need to go to bed. So yeah, thanks for listening to the podcast, guys. And we'll catch you in the next one. Please feel free to follow us at Sisters Like Friends, at Sisters Like Friends with an extra S on Instagram. If you have any dilemmas or any stories you'd like us to share on the podcast, please DM us or send us an email at dslfpodcast@gmail.com, dslfpodcast@gmail.com. And yeah, thank you guys for all your support and everyone that's listening to the podcast and sharing and, you know, sliding in the DMs and giving us, like, you know, bants about the conversations we've had. We really appreciate it. I don't know what Abby's really doing, but yeah, we'll catch you on the next one.
Thank you.
Bye, guys. Bye. See how quickly there was, like, bye, get off this. Wow. Honestly, guys, these are the people you're listening to. Right. Bye-bye. Bye.